Now, a new development in the terrorism raid that took place in Queens, New York this week. Law enforcement officials tell NPR that their searches at several apartments were part of one of the most sensitive terrorism investigations in years. Members of a joint terrorism task force in both Denver and New York had been tracking what they feared was a group which had the expertise and ability to launch serious attacks. Still today, FBI Director Robert Mueller reassured lawmakers that the country is safe.
I can say that I do not believe there's an imminent danger from that particular investigation.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston is here with more on the story. And Dina, remind us what happened earlier this week with that raid in Queens.
Well, there were members of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which brings together the FBI and local law enforcement. And they began searching for bomb components that they were worried were intended to be used on targets in the New York area. Now, they didn't find what they were looking for. They didn't find timers. They didn't find chemicals. But what they did find is in one of the apartments, manuals for making bombs. Now, at the center of this whole investigation is a man called Najibullah Zazi. He's from Afghanistan, lived in New York, and moved to Denver several years ago.
And what else is known about Najibullah Zazi?
He had a cart vending business in New York, apparently, and ostensibly that was the reason why he would drive back and forth from Denver to New York. In Denver, he's an airport shuttle driver. Now, law enforcement say that they have had him under surveillance for some time and also have been looking at his Afghan friends in Queens. And the chatter that was happening among this group, it seemed like they were talking about attacks, and they seemed to be really careful about phone conversations they were having and emails that they were sending. And it worried law enforcement enough that they didn't feel like they were getting enough from their wiretaps, so they recently inserted an informant into the group. And what worried them was that the men that they were watching had expertise that other so-called terrorist groups that we have in this country generally don't have. And it's unclear exactly what that expertise was, but it may well have been bomb-making experience. And that's what made this investigation so sensitive. One former law enforcement official described it to me as the first time since the 9/11 attacks that the FBI thought they had a group that actually could launch an attack in the U.S.
Because they saw expertise in that group, they heard chatter. Did these men have a plan? Is that why law enforcement moved in when they did?
Not that I know of. I don't think there was a plan. And why law enforcement moved in when they did is a confusing question here in New York. I mean, it depends on who you talk to. Now, if you talk to the New York Police Department, they say that they thought there was just too great a risk, given all that was happening in the city in the next couple of weeks, from the president visiting this week to the UN General Assembly later this month, that they just didn't feel they could take a chance and they needed to move in. Now, if you talk to the FBI, they feel this whole operation was launched prematurely and they wanted to wait because they wanted to build a case. And then there was another complicating factor, and some think that the investigation had actually been compromised. There was an informant who was working for the New York Police Department who had started showing these photographs of this Denver man, Zazi, around the neighborhood in Queens. And he was asking neighbors, you know, what do you know about him? Have you seen him? And some people think that might have tipped off Zazi and his Afghan friends and sort of blunted the whole plot.
Dina, two things here don't seem to fit. On the one hand, talk of this as one of the most sensitive terrorism investigations in years. No actual plan alleged, as you've said, and no arrests. What kind of a big, super important investigation results in nobody being arrested?
No, that's a really good question. I think what's going on here is that law enforcement is trying to figure out what they've got. I think they did move before they wanted to, and because of that, they don't have the kind of airtight case that they'd like to make, particularly the FBI, which is much more into making the case than actually dismantling something before it happens.
Thank you, Dina.
You're welcome.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston talking to us from New York.